USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved sending additional military forces to Kabul to help safely remove U.S. personnel from Afghanistan. In a statement Saturday, the president announced he was sending an additional 1,000 troops to the area, joining the 4,000 already announced. Biden also defended his decision to pull all troops out of the country, saying that the Afghan forces had to fight against a wave of Taliban fighters currently sweeping through the nation. And officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say at least 304 people have died, with at least 1,800 injured. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost been completely razed. A 5.2 magnitude aftershock also later shook the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
With the recent surge in COVID cases among children and legal battles over COVID mitigation efforts in school, homeschool advocates are reminding parents there's another option. Brad Bernards has more.
Homeschooling sees a rise in popularity across the country. Homeschool advocate Carrie McDonald joined Fox and Friends Weekend.
I think a lot of families realized that homeschooling isn't as intimidating as they may have previously thought. They're realizing that there are tremendous online learning resources available to them that are really high quality, much better in many cases than Zoom school that kids have been participating in.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And more than 50 people were injured Saturday when a bus crashed on the New York State Thruway. The vehicle was headed for Niagara Falls when it crashed about 25 miles west of Syracuse. At least 50 passengers were hospitalized, though the severity of those injuries was not immediately known. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is ordering more troops to the Afghan capital, Kabul, to assist in the evacuation of U.S. personnel from that country. But in a statement Saturday, he also defended his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, saying that the Afghan security forces have to defend their own nation. Congressman Jason Crow says seeing the results of the Taliban offensive is heartbreaking. The Colorado congressman and former Army Ranger tells CNN that he's still withholding judgment on the president's policy.
You know, we are not without risk in Afghanistan. There's no doubt about that. We're seeing the consequence of this. I'm going to reserve a judgment on the manner in which this withdrawal happened until we can actually look at this with some separation and perspective and actually have the information we need to have a discussion about it. But the bottom line is there are threats everywhere. Everywhere around the world, China, Russia, Iran, South America, Central America, terrorism, narco-terrorism, cyber attacks, ransomware attacks. We face threats that we have never even imagined that we would have faced just 5 or 10 years ago. And the president has to make decisions about how we spend our blood, our sweat, our treasure, and our limited resources to address those threats. And that's a hard thing to do.
And the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has reached a new record high, with just over 1,900 as of Saturday. Health officials blame the rapid spread of the Delta variant, along with children under 12 being unable to receive a vaccination, for the rise in serious cases. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.